Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 3/1/2019. It's a live show. Now, first things first tonight, I'm going to pray for Sister Cheryl. Sister Cheryl lives in Arkansas. And Sister Cheryl has had cancer. She's had a tremendous fight and a strong relationship with Lord Jesus. She's had it in remission almost two times before. And now as she is getting closer and has got a deep problem with the cancer now after all these years, but we're going to pray for her right now. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go immediately. And everybody out there, pray with me. Lord Jesus, will you go and touch your wonderful, strong Sister Cheryl in Arkansas? Lord Jesus, will you touch her? And if it be thy will, Lord, remove all the cancer from her body. Give her the medical miracle that she would require at this time. And Lord Jesus, I also pray that you would put it on her mind and on her heart that you love her and that she will have, regardless of what might happen, that she will have everlasting love and life with you in heaven, if that be thy will, Lord. But Sister Cheryl, know that good old Hawk has been with you all these years, and this audience has too, and that we understand where you're at, but we tell you that there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that either way, you've got it made. I told that to my buddy Greg Evenson, and he told it to me, and we've all had, at some point in time, that kind of a thought in the last few years. And I let you know that when I was in a coma for 3 days, that I was in the tunnel, not quite in heaven and not in my body either. I was there with Lord Jesus. And there was so much love and so much understanding, and you get to see him, and he is magnificent, and he is marvelous. People out there, if you have not got a relationship with Lord Jesus, then you need one. If you used to have one, and you say, Lord, I've done so many bad things, and I've been at war, or I've been in this, or I've been in that, or whatever, and you don't think that you're, you know, within his grace, or that he can touch you and change your heart or change your life, then you're wrong, because if you repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you will have everlasting life with them in heaven. And then he's also given you all kind of marvelous gifts while you're here on this planet. Let's just read this one right here again. It's John 14. Let's just go to verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, listen to this. I'm going to repeat it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever that ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him. And listen to this, I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus will show himself to you. Let's go to verse 21 again. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. What a marvelous gift. Not only is he telling you how to pray, he's telling you what he's going to provide for you, you see. And nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. We got a lot of that going on, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And here it is, verse 16, Luke 21. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Okay? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now let's skip down a little bit here to verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this stuff is real. Lord Jesus is real. And I will say this, Sister Cheryl, may the Lord protect you against all evil, and may he remove this cancer and give you the medical miracle, if it be his will tonight. I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Quayle has stated this, and it's such a good statement because it's real concise and it's real true and to the point. There is no political solution to spiritual problems. If you look at like this Ocasio-Cortez and all of these different people, you're starting to see the demonic in them, the demonic spirits inside them. I've been talking about demoncrats for a while, not as a clever term, but because that's what's going on. Because Lucifer, the Lightbringer, is who many of these people worship. And when they come at you and you offer them logic and a debate club from high school kind of an answer, and you expect them that you won the day because you have given them logic, they don't give a rat's, you know what? Because they're evil. And good people, here's the problem. Good people, the average good person that you are out there, you can't even conceive of what real evil is. Oh, some can. And all those who've been to war can. Or been down the hard road, you know what I'm saying? The rocky road, so to speak. And I ain't talking about ice cream. But the average person can't conceive of it. The little old lady thinks somebody who's evil is somebody that cut her off in traffic this morning. Or blared and honked her horn too many times at her. Or some people think that evil is when they go to the softball game, it's the referee from the out-of-town team when they're playing somebody else that called somebody out when they really were not out. You see, that's evil. No, that's just a homer referee. But if you read the Bible, and if you read what Lord Jesus has to say, he will tell you what's going and getting ready to happen now, you see. And oh, let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff in the news. But one thing I want to say is this. This story just caught my eye. U.S. Army takes 50 tons of gold from Syria in alleged deal with ISIS. ZeroHedge.com. It's today. According to reports by Syrian state news agency Sana, U.S. forces struck a deal with ISIS whereby the terrorist group would give up 50 tons of gold across eastern Syria's Deir al-Zor province in exchange for safe passage. The precious metal worth $2.13 billion was plundered by the self-designated caliphate, you see, as its reign of terror spread across Syria and Iraq between 2015 and 2017. Turkey's newspaper, Daily Sabah, reports that local sources claim U.S. Army headquarters, have already transferred the gold from U.S. forces base in Kobani, the Kurdish-controlled city that lies close to Syria's northern border. A portion of the gold was also distributed to the Kurdish People's Protection Units, which dominates the U.S. allied Syrian Democratic Forces, you see. Now, let me tell you, just think about all of this. You remember who started ISIS? It's Obama. Do you remember all of that? Hillary Clinton, Obama, Valerie Jarrett, the CIA and the DIA and the EIEIO, they're the ones that created ISIS. And you know, a whole lot of people were in on that deal, you see. The whole thing was created, you see. And then Turkey was supposed to maybe take the caliphate over, and then they want to be the caliphate. But the whole deal goes into the Gog Magog War, Ezekiel 38, 39. And if you start to look, you're starting to see other things around the edge. I mentioned last night, here you got the President of the United States under 75 different investigations, okay? Well, let me tell you something. If you investigated any other president the same way, I guarantee you, you'd probably find more than you ever find on Trump. Let you want to go into a family? Let's go into the Bush family, okay? W. and Poppy. Let's go into Dark Dove Hunter Cheney. You want to go in? You want to start investigating? Oh, well, you see, but William P. Barr, the Prince of Darkness Attorney General of the CIA, the cleaner, the fixer, the closer, you see, the cleanser of everything to deal with Operation Centaur Rose and Jade Bridge and the man who created Screwworm in Mexico. That guy was brought on in a deal with President Trump. Now, you see, President Trump, I think, thinks he made a deal. But since this AG has taken over, all that has exploded has been many more. Many, many more investigations. All kind of legal stuff, all kind of, and not just on President Trump, but going into his all of his family and going back clear to his father. Ridiculous. In Israel, I don't know how much what he took or what he didn't take or if he got bribed. I'm going to tell you something. At the level of politics of the nation state, you want to see people who take briefcases full of cash, then you look at every single one of the people in the Congress, in the U.S. Senate, and the House of Representatives. You want to see people who take briefcases and Zero Halliburton things full of cash, or even have little cute little games where you want to donate to them. Let's say, and you go, and you go to a certain motel, and you go in the room, and there's a microphone there. And somebody who's in the next room, usually the adjacent room, but you don't know that, says, put your money into the bag over there or into the basket. You put it in there and you say, well, who the hell are you? Well, that's not for you to find out. However, you were instructed where to place it. Place it there now. And then they come over after the guy leaves and pick it up and take it to somebody. Or if you go back a few years, back into the 90s, and where we had all the retirements and all of the, oh, I just want to go back to be with my family, or my health is bad, or whatever. That's back when we had about 50 or 60 different representatives and U.S. senators retire all of a sudden in about a period of a year. Well, they got caught with their pants down by what was then called the old fifth column, who had a Cray research computer and had the back door into the banking system, the old back door of the banking system, and they found all of the Swiss and Shetland Islands and Caribbean bank accounts of all of these senators and all these different people. Of course, they didn't get old Bob Dole because allegedly it was his wife who had the bank account. But I remember, oh, that one representative from Colorado, that woman, I forget her name, but I remember I could see her face. And she was the one that got mad that in a bill, get this, ranchers, when she found out they were going to remove like 500 cattle guards, remove them from the budget, she got mad and said, well, why are you firing all these men who are guarding the cattle? Well, a cattle guard is that. A cattle guard is the thing to keep the cattle from coming out of a gate, all right? Sitting in the road or in the on the side of the road by the gate. Well, that woman had to go. And then all kind of stuff. Texans, everybody from all over the place. Because they had bribery in their accounts. Generals and admirals, all these different services. They got retirement plans, you see. You don't think that these guys who were in Iraq, where they had a CIA, allegedly had a set of perfect $100 bill plates, the ink and the printing presses and the paper, and they printed up pallets of stuff to distribute it, to run their operations over there? You don't think maybe a few briefcases full got taken this way, that way, the other way? Or that some, you know, big defense contractor didn't put a little something in there in their Christmas stocking, you know? Oh, yeah, you all still got that little count down there in, you know, the Caymans, ain't you? You know? Or Bermuda, or maybe you got something out there in French Polynesia, where there ain't no extradition. Ladies and gentlemen, or it could be a Landstat, you know, in Liechtenstein, you know, that's run by an attorney, is, you know, not a Landstat, but an Anstalt. I remember when allegedly that when Obama, the Joker Tut, took office, that the King of Saudi Arabia gave him $1 billion with a B. $1 billion. Why don't you go look that up? This is all baloney, and what it is about Ezekiel 38:39, you see. Germany and France are forming their own military together. And they're going and siding with the Russians because they need their oil and natural gas to run Germany and France. Turkey, Turgama, you see. All of the Muslim nations, you see, going along with the deal. And at the same time, Remember what? You're going to think, they're going to think a thought, Gog Magog, and come into the land of the unwalled villages. America. It's what Brother Quail and I have always talked about it being. Go into the area in the middle of the country where there's cattle, you see, and crops and goods and all that, which used to be desolate places, you see, but are now populated. Do we not have the Spetsnaz that were hired by Obama? Why don't they investigate that? Why don't they investigate the 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton? Because for some reason, President Trump thought he could make a deal, maybe to protect Ivanka and Jared, Don Jr. and others, to protect his family. I allege that that's probably what took place. And when he sat down at the funeral for Poppy Bush, that must have been the culminating event, you see. And now all over TV, most of the analysts are Bush people, you see. And then he got Bolton, and he got this one, and he got that one, and the other one. And they all want to go to war. And so the opportunities that Light and the Lopers and the Deer Camp traitor, Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who had his wall up around his big old house in Janesville there. He had a big old brick wall, don't he? Or Mitch McConnell, whose wife, allegedly his father, is the head of one of the largest shipping companies in the world, a Taiwanese Chinese, but he sits on the corporation that builds all of his ships, happens to be the People's Liberation Army of Red China. And then he gives old Mitch $26 million, allegedly. I think it was between $5 and $26 million. Based on the books that talked about it a year or so ago when I brought it out to you. Why don't they investigate that? Because they want to take down and destroy this country because Trump was used as the bull in the china shop by the Lord to come in and bust it up. But what he did not do, he did not go ahead and drain the swamp. He should have, when he had the full attention of the public, when he had the public opinion on his side, when Greg Jarrett wrote the book, when John Solomon and Sarah Carter were doing all their great work, when Judge Jeanine wrote the book, Bongino wrote the book, this one wrote the book, that one wrote the book, when they were on Hannity and everybody from the morning show all the way to the night, with exception of Shepard, the, you know what, the LGBTQ, XYZ, and Chris Wallace, the Sunday guy who don't like him, and then a few of the reporters that cover the White House who are probably don't like him either, you see. But they're trying to take it all down. And he did not declassify Comey, Rosenstein, the Orr, Strzok, Page, Priestab, Halpern, Priestab, Clapper, Brennan. The Admiral of the NSA may have been okay because he maybe tried to do something. But let's just keep the others in there. Baker, Strzok, Page, Oars, all of them. The FISA court judges, he should have busted it all. I read to you how they wiretapped him. I read all of it to you from an analysis of those people. Do you remember when I read it to you? I read it to you on several different occasions, to be honest with you. I can't find that particular one right now. But, you know, there was a secondary article written last year at the wiretap room. NSA hidden spy hubs in 8 U.S. cities. But you remember when I read you all of the stuff. We'll be back in a moment after the break.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive to Thrive. That's the numeral 2thrive.net. Live Friday night show 3/1/2019. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most wanted. It can be sent along with a card or just a letter even, or whatever you want to do. You can contact me, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. You can also email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I'll tell you what, I try to answer emails if possible. And a lot of you out there know that. Anyway, anything most needed and wanted, may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Now, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, with regards to this gold, this 50 tons of gold, they gave some to the Kurds. Good for them. But that 50 tons of gold, you have to understand that the gold that was under New York City that may have been taken during 9/11 and filtered on out. But you also know that some of the gold was going to be at the request of Germany. They wanted all their gold repatriated from the vaults under the street of New York City, which is in the Federal Reserve and the J.P. Morgan have adjacent vault structure areas. The Bank of Federal Reserve Bank of New York and J.P. Morgan have a deep vault there. And then they have it and they move stuff around tray to tray and who owns what. And, you know, it's all the numbered and all that. And they're the big bars and all the stuff. But, you know, when they sent some of it to Germany back a number of years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, maybe somewhere around in there, Germany did a test on their own gold after they got it, and they found out that it was a thick gold plate, at least on a few bars, over tungsten, I believe, was the metal. It wasn't real. So who stole it, or who did they loan it out to, you see? Then after that, Germany wanted all their gold. And the United States Federal Reserve refused to provide that. Said, we can't do that. We'll give you bonds, you know. We'll print some money up for you, but we ain't going to give you the gold. So the fact of the matter is that the real gold is probably gone. The real gold probably has not been in Fort Knox. I mean, they audited that in the 70s, supposedly, but nobody ever really knows for sure, do they? I do remember that all the silver that the government used to have, They sold that off because they used to have that on the silver rounds, part of the U.S. government silver supply back then, back in the run-up of the silver when silver went to 50 bucks an ounce. You remember? 79 or whatever it was. So are they going to put some new tungsten in and say this was the gold that we confiscated, you know, in from the ISIS, spoil the war, so to speak? And then who gets it? Does the Rothschilds get it? Does Joker Tut, Soros, and Valerie Jarrett get it for creating ISIS, you know? And then do they just put some more tungsten and spray paint it with a pretty good thick coat of plate, you know? And that brings up the other portion about we have India opening up with artillery. Artie's going on to the Pakistan today. Pakistan supposedly answering back. But they gave the pilot back over. But all this is conventional. The talk of the nukes has kind of gotten out of the picture a little bit. And I'm building up to another information I've got from the deep background. This is why that you see the gold prices and silver prices going down at this time, because somebody knows this. There's a minute pause or on hold of certain items. The big war in Maduro Guaido land, Venezuela, that will involve the Russians if you go there, and the U.S., and the Red Chinese, and Cuba. Then you've got Turkey wanting to go in and get the Kurds. You still have Syria, and you still got all of that going on. You still got Saudi Arabia all gooped up and now making deals with India against Pakistan and inviting Prime Minister Modi to the big Muslim Arab Council deal, which Pakistan's mad about. There's some kind of an on hold. And meanwhile, Guaido, who was supposedly the real presidente of Venezuela now, not Maduro, who was genned up by CIA to do the coup, allegedly, he's now meeting and greeting Colombia, Brazil, all the different countries in South America, like an old organization of American states, kind of a meet and greet. There is somebody who's pushed the pause button. Lucifer or the Antichrist, the man that's in the shadows, the guy who's going to green light the thing. And I've been told that there's going to be code language used, much as there was when Nancy Pelosi, when it was Valentine's Day, used the term with their people, Happy Thanksgiving. That was a code word that set certain things in motion. If you go back a few years in old Joker Tut's era, do you remember when he was at Nelson Mandela's funeral and they were speaking? And there was a guy up there next to him who was a sign language expert, you know, that was signing, interpreting of what Obama said into sign language. But it turned out, if you recall, that he really wasn't a bona fide sign language expert or signer, and that he was faking it. Well, the background information was that Obama's half-brother Malik, who was the financier for the Muslim Brotherhood, particularly in Africa, had gave him a note, and that this guy who was the fake sign language guy put that under the lectern, and Obama had read the note as he came up to the podium and use some phrase or wording inside of his speech, and about a day or two later, boom, allegedly, he used a word or two in his speech, and boom, that was the green light, allegedly, for the terrorist attack on the upscale mall in Kenya where they killed a lot of people, the Muslim terrorists. Now, I heard that Biden, Crazy Joe, you know, the guy who is speaking, I believe he's up in Nebraska, speaking here in the last day or two, and he said that Pence was a decent man, okay? But in that speech, afterward, he says that, he says, and here this guy was, in front of all of the U.S.'s allies, and he had to say, I'm here on behalf of President Trump of the United States. And then here's, was this, let's put a question mark. I don't know. I'm not necessarily alleging. I'm asking a question. So allegedly asking a question is asking a question. But it sounded strange because what Biden said immediately after that was then all in the room, there was dead silence. Dead silence. Was that Biden giving code words? Was that code words given on behalf, perhaps, of the Joker Tut and Valerie J.J. Jarrett and Soros, who allegedly fronts for the Rothschilds, but in a sense also worked for the Nazis by his own admission on a 60 Minutes video, which everybody forgets exists and doesn't play, and yet they have Radio Marti broadcasting into Cuba, because Cuba, you see, has got their lords station, and they're broadcasting da 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 ba 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 ba, and then they got old Fidel or Raul stuff out there, so people are going back in with Radio Marti. Well, they had to fire everybody because they did a story about Soros that said he was anti-Semitic, that he was a Jewish, but he was a non-practicing Jew, and that he was anti-Semitic because he basically had helped the Nazis. That is a true story, and I saw it when he spoke it on 60 Minutes years ago, when he said he used to go around with a Nazi general or whatever when he was a kid, and they went around and confiscated other Jews' properties. But yet they fired a whole bunch of Radio Marti people, and you ought to look to see who got in on the firing, you see. You can look all that up. Drudge's got a story on there. And then the Red Chinese, they say that they're going to create X-Men with supervision, you see. Nanoparticles. We believe the technology will also work in human eyes, not for generating supervision, but also for therapeutic solutions in human red color vision deficits. So not only for generating supervision, but of course there's, it's for the children. Or Hitler used to say, der Kinder, for their Kinder, you see. They did all of that for them. But now the Federal Reserve and all the people in the big banks are trying to make sure they try to crash the economy. Goldman Sachs, Atlanta, New York Feds, says the first quarter GDP will go below 1%. It's all Trump's fault, you see. All Trump's fault. Well, you know what the fault is? The fault is that you have fought this man tooth and nail since he got in. The other thing is that he had the House guy from Texas, who was the House Ways and Means guy, and you remember when they first proposed the tax cuts. They never said anything about penalizing New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Illinois, any of the high-tech states. That wasn't going to go down. That wasn't it. And when they also were talking about cutting the corporate tax rate, initially they said that that would be tied with the corporations, tied to them building new plants in the United States and hiring U.S. workers. And then that would allow them to repatriate the money back. But instead, they let them buy up all their stock. Instead, and then these suckers kept their plants in Vietnam, or they kept them in China. Oh, yeah, some may have built a plant here or there, or said they were going to. But we got from the mid-cap level, from the middle-level corporations and companies, and then the small business guys were supposed to get a better deal than what they got. But all that got switched around, you see. And that alone changed some things. So then it never got to where a lot of people felt that they had benefited from the tax cut, because a lot of people in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Colorado, California, Washington State, Pennsylvania, other high-tech states, they never felt the benefit because they couldn't deduct fully their state and local taxes on their real estate, you see, and income tax. So consequently, they never got the bounce from people. And then they lost because the Koch brothers would only give money to anybody who was anti-Trump. So the Koch brothers financed a lot of the Democrats. And the Koch brothers come out of Kansas, you see. Oil and natural gas, among all the stuff. But who did Kansas get? They got a Native American. Mama was a veteran, was a officer in the Army. She's LGBTQ and an MMA fighter and a green, like an Ocasio-Cortez greenie. Take all your guns away, high taxes, everything. And that's who in the largest suburban county district in Kansas gets, and she's a Democrat, and then they get a Democratic governor, and the Koch brothers are in Kansas. So tell me that they didn't finance them, you see. To use the other side of the coin. Why? Because Trump would not take the bribe. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Incidentally, the X-Man supervision, that was done by DARPA a number of years ago, and there are special ops people that have been genetically enhanced with the genetic structure of, say, hawk vision or eagle vision, or maybe the smell of a bear or of a wolf or of a dog. Ability to smell and to sense things from a long distance away, or other genetic traits of animals. Hearing, for instance. You get some idea of that in the Bourne legacy, you know, when that guy that's chasing the new Bourne guy, the Bourne legacy guy, not Jason, but the new guy, and the girl, they're over in Thailand, and they send the Larks, L-A-R-X, they send the Larks guy, remember? He was the big Chinese guy, and he's there, and he's chasing them, and he almost catches them, and they finally get him, at the end, and then they get onto the boat. But do you remember the larks when he first goes into the room where the character, what's his name, who's the protagonist in The Bourne Legacy, where he had been in the room, and guess what? You remember what the larks does? The larks goes, he sniffs, he scents, he gets the scent, and then he goes and goes and starts to chase him by the scent. Brother Quail told me that when he was talking with the 4-star, or some say 5-star general, intelligence ranks can be higher than the regular rank of the MMB, that the giants, the hybrid giants, the Gen 6 giants who are still alive, can track you by the smell. They can also sense your DNA has a smell, apparently, and they can track you from a long way off based on your blood, you see. What's the old ditty? Beep, bop, boop, bum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Well, that happens to be true. Now, what's going to take place on this planet is going to be wild weasel. It's going to be so crazy. And it's been my privilege to try to keep getting you prepared and to tell you to what I see, and that's the best I can do, and be obedient to Lord Jesus. Because it's not about me or about all the stuff or anything, or the website, not about all of that necessarily for me, because the Lord has told me to stick pretty much to what I'm doing. And my message keeps getting out there, and I've been here a while, and I am sustained in this position. Not by much, but I'm here. And I try to be here and be obedient to what I was recruited to do by the Archangel Michael, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and then secondarily to warn the remnant of what might be coming and how to prepare. But there's a lot of things we got to pay attention to. Now we're going to have artificial intelligence tanks. The big arms race, you see. The military's next project. Advanced targeting and lethality automated systems. Atlas. You know, they got the other robot named Atlas as well. And you know where Atlas is at? A version of him? Allegedly, the version of him, one version of him, allegedly, one version of Atlas is on the Sprint commercial. The big robot guy, not the little one. The little one's the little, he probably exists too, you see. You got to have a little demon robot to talk, right? And did you see, go up to stevequail.com and go to the second or third story down, about the talking Illuminati gargoyle at the Denver airport. It is a video. If you have not watched that video and listened to it, you need to watch it and listen to it. Because as people go by in the airport, this gargoyle sits on the stand up there, opens its eyes, and talks to you. And says, welcome to the headquarters of the Illuminati. Oh, I mean, welcome to the Denver International Airport. Ha, 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 ha. And then he talks to kids, and he can see you and see what colors you have on or what you have in your hand. If you've not seen that, you need to go and look at it. But these tanks, if you've ever seen the Terminator 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever they are, I suggest that you look at them and start to figure up how you're going to fight the AI robots and all of this crap that they're going to try to throw onto you. And there's ways that it can be done, let me tell you. But that is the type of future that we're going to have. Because there's not going to be very many people left. Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, it tells you that if we're not for the sake of the elect, there'd be no flesh be saved if it hadn't been shortened. Normally I would read that out, but I've read it so many times to you. You can probably quote it to me. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Goldman says GDP to tumble below 1%. Well, we did have the shutdown, which never really had to be, but they put him into the trick bag on it, didn't they? So you better go out tonight, you better get, because Congress, the House of Representatives, and who knows what the Senate will do, they just passed a second law to take your guns or to make it difficult to get a gun or to take your guns. So if you have a .22 rifle or an old 12-gauge pump that your granddad or your dad gave to you and you want to give it to your son or your daughter, you have to go through, according to the House, a background check on them. Which you'll have to pay a tax to get that too, I guarantee you. And you'll have to wait 20 days to transfer that to them. And then they might find something that your child said on Facebook. Or on the Twitter bird. Or on a text. And may deny you from transferring that firearm. And then they may even come to your house to take it away from you. And then if you've homeschooled them, like I said last night, they're going to come quarterly with the Health and Human Services people. In other words, usually the LGBTQ witches and warlocks who work for the DHS, all right? Not the DHS, but the Health and Human Services, who steal the babies and then sell them in to strange things and drug the crap out of them. But you're going to have to prove that you vaccinate them, so you're going to have a health and education and welfare quarterly, and they're going to bring the police with them. And if you buck them or if you say, no, you're wrong, then at that point in time, the cops are going to cuff you, bop you, tase you, shoot you, whatever. And to take your children are going to go to the Lucifer. Heaven forbid. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand up for Lord Jesus and to protect your family. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology as you come back off planet. Your banner strike blows against Lucifer. Mighty men and women about. Bandango Rangers, you know what's going on. Thinking the pool, baby. Got him in the optics. You got the old 338. You got him touching. May Lord Jesus protect against all people. Prepare and get another can of Chucky's. Good night.